Coach Rogers, thanks for joining us here on Overtime.
Thank you for having me. Enjoying it.
Well, let's talk about it. Rising and Fordyce, a tradition that is probably one of the best in all of high school football in the state of Arkansas, and you renew that rivalry tonight.
Yes, it's one of the greatest ones in the state. I know both communities get excited about it. It's the fans, we'll have a big crowd there tonight, and I know both of them, as far as Coach Toddy, I know our fans, it's going to be a great atmosphere tonight at the ball game.
Coach, when you watch some of these college and professional games and you see all the I guess, responsibilities for the quarterbacks up there at the line of scrimmage, how much do you put on your quarterbacks, or how much do they kind of look back at the sideline, like when they're in the huddle, you know, is there two plays called? What's kind of your offensive philosophy?
Well, us, we signal in our plays, and our quarterbacks up on the sideline, a lot of times the coach upstairs and one on the sideline, we'll look and signal in plays. And if the quarterback notices something or sees something, he'll look over to us and we can change it. And most of the time, that's what we do. Pass routes, a lot of times we have two options. He's got one or the other to throw to. Other than that, we try to keep it simple to where that there's not a lot of things that have to read and check off. But every now and then, we do have certain checkoffs up front.
Coach, talk about some of the stars for the Fordyce Redbugs this year, both offensively and defensively.
I know on offense, Larry Buckley, he's been hurt the last couple of weeks, but we're hoping he's going to be able to play tonight. He's been a three-year starter, and we depend on him a lot. And other than that, in the backfield, I know Larry Bobby Hintz, he played guard last year. We moved him to fullback this year, and he's been doing pretty good in practice and the scrimmage against Bearden. And as far as receivers, Charles York and Gary Cross are two outside guys. Those are pretty good. They got good speed, and they're very talented. And we're going to try to get the ball to them a lot. As far as quarterbacks, we're going to rotate our quarterbacks. We have two of them, Braden Chambers and JBS Sledge. And as far as offense, that's our skill people. Up front, we got a lot of new people on the line, which is probably going to start three 10th graders and two 11th graders. So that's going to – we're going to have to see how things go tonight as far as offense. Defense, in a triple-A school and double-A like Rising, we have a lot of guys that go both ways. And I know Larry will play corner. Gary Cross will play safety. Charles plays corner some. Bobby Hintz, he'll play linebacker. And JBS Fledge plays defensive end. And Josh Stroud on the other side, he's our other defensive end who's been a three-year starter. But those are the guys we're going to count on mainly, and most of them are seniors. So we're counting on our seniors a lot this year.
Coach Tim Rogers, head coach of the Fordyce Redbugs, join us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Coach, no one in Rising is listening to this right now. They're all in class, and I know Coach Toddy's probably not listening. He's probably getting ready for the game. But any tricks up your sleeve tonight for the Rising Wildcats?
Really, no, sir. We're going to try to do the same thing that we've done the last couple of years. We've had success in the spread formation and getting the ball deep to our good receivers. We've been able to run little screen passes and bubbles out there. And unless, you know, something drastic happens, we're probably going to try to do the same thing. So I know Coach Toddy knows that. We know that. So there's not a lot of secrets as far as what we're going to do on offense and defense. And we played for such a long time. Coach Toddy's been here a while. I've been here at Fordyce. We kind of know what each other's going to do, so it's not a lot of secret stuff or a lot of surprises. Every now and then somebody will get a play in on each of us, but other than that, I mean, we kind of know what each other's going to do. And he knows we're going to throw it, and we know he's going to line up and pound on us. And we're kind of worried about this year because we have so many new guys up front on offense and defense, so. Other than that, there's not going to be a lot of surprises this year.
And, Coach, as you said, being a smaller school, you have a lot of players go both ways. How do y'all prepare that these kids are in shape and that, you know, safety's an issue with the players playing pretty much the whole game? Do y'all run a lot of sprints during camp or gassers, or do y'all have a up-tempo practice? What's kind of the way you prepare your kids to get in shape?
We do a lot. We went to a lot of team camps this summer. That's one thing we did to try to keep our kids up here and keep them in shape. We lift during the summer, too, 3 days a week, and we run after we lift, so they're kind of used to the heat. I know during practice, we run every day after practice. I know one day we'll run 1040s after practice. One day we'll run 600s after practice. One day we'll do 6 gassers after practice. And then one day after practice, we'll do hurry-up offense where we run 10-yard stop, turn around, run 12-yard stop, turn around, you know, that part right. of it. So like in a ball game when we're doing fast, what we call NASCAR stuff, we'll run, we'll do that, and then we'll run plays, and we'll line up and run again. So we do a lot of running. I know the kids sometimes don't like it, but like you said, with so many guys going both ways, we have to be in shape. We have to get used to the heat. Tonight, if it hasn't changed, then it's probably going to be hot and muggy again like it was last night for our junior high game. So our kids, hopefully our kids are used to it. And I know Risen's are. I know Coach Toddy, he's a great coach, and I know he'll have them prepared, and I know they'll be in shape. So both teams probably going to be a great ball game tonight.
Right, and Coach, saying that, you know, that reminds me of I got to play 1 year for Coach Richardson, and his deal was let's make practice harder than the games, so it is more enjoyable. And like you said, Coach, when you're young, sometimes you don't understand it as much. But you feel better when you're out there on the game and you still have energy in the fourth quarter.
Right. That's what we try to get them to understand. All the running that we get through with practice and then we line up and run. And I know that some of them don't understand it. A lot of them, they do understand it once the game gets there. But like you said, most people, they don't like to run after practice. But they see it once in a ball game when you get in the fourth quarter and you still got a little bit of energy and catch that second win. A lot of times, you know, they'll come up and say something about it later on in the year. And I know sometimes after some of them graduate seniors, you know, they'll come back and say, you know, I kind of understand why we did this and why you pushed us like that. And, you know, that's what we try to do, you know, make practice harder than the game. That game still be a little bit easier.
Coach, fans tonight heading to that game, I know obviously the Fordyce faithful will show up in droves as well as the Risen faithful, but if there are some listening that just might want to go see this rivalry in person like we will tonight with the high school football game of the week driven by Fletcher Kia, what time do they need to get there to make sure they have a seat?
I know the game's at 7:30. Usually the gates open up a little bit before 6. But, yeah, I mean, I know with the people from Risen, they usually they're early. And I know people on Fordyce, the ones who know about the game, you know, they get there early enough to get the seats. Most of the time it's full. It's full about 6:30 or so. But, you know, we're going to let everybody in who wants to come watch the ball game.
And how many will that place hold?
Well, I don't know. I figure probably about 2,000 or more, because I know sometimes some of the gates that we've gotten, we've had over 2,000. So we can fit that many people in there. And if we can get more, we'll let everybody who wants to come to the ball game in. It's a great atmosphere. We have lots of people there.
Yes. We are looking forward to it tonight, and it's a dandy of a game for us to start off our Friday night coverage of high school football right here on the Buzz Radio Network, and we're looking forward to it. We'll see you down there in a little bit.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you for having me on here.